Hey, it's TJ, and the people at Cozy Earth are thrilled with all the people who have bought that bubble cuddle blanket that I've been promoting. And as you know, I get a special discount for you, the highest discount that any influencer gets, which is 41% off when you use the code TJ at checkout. People are also loving the bamboo bedding and pajamas. A lot of celebrities like those, but that doesn't matter. I like them. I'm the only celebrity you need to worry about. Go to tjriggins.com/deals. Use the code TJ at checkout for that big 41% discount on everything at Cozy Earth.
Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Welcome to the TJ and Riggins Show. My name is Riggins. TJ will be here shortly. Still tying up some loose ends in his business portfolio.
Sounds so profesh.
I know. Well, he's a very professional guy.
Oh, yeah, of course. Mm-hmm.
But until he gets here, Jody is with us, TJ's wife. Hello, Jody.
Hello, hello.
And Lindsay here, obviously. Mm-hmm. And Tech D Rob, Lindsay going opting for the hat today.
Oh, the ECU hat.
Yeah, the ECU Pirate for Life.
Pirate for Life.
She went to East Carolina University.
Yeah.
Is that an authentic vintage hat? Because it looks like it.
It's authentic vintage and new. Because when I went to school there, I didn't have any money to go to the bookstore and buy all these expensive things.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, this was like $50. Oh, I got a sweatshirt for like $85. Like, what are we doing? Why are you selling
these are
that?
Kids.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Kids.
They ain't got that money.
Mm-hmm. Kids. Their parents mm-hmm. have it, I guess.
My dad was super into getting even my niece and nephews, like, he wants their elementary school on the hoodie, on the quarter zip, on the visor.
That's cute.
He wants to represent all of our schools.
And I'm like, I love that, though.
I love that.
Yeah, he's way
I had to order Aiden's cap and gown for graduation. For college
that hurt.
And that purple made me think of it.
It's a dagger. Oh yeah, same colors. Uh-huh. Oh,
did you cry?
A little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do as an empty nester? Are you looking forward to that, or are you dreading it?
No, I think it'll be fine. Maybe.
I think it'll be fine.
It didn't sound so confident.
Yeah, because he's leaving the nest. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we found out that you're still like using Life 360 to track the movements of your kids, and your daughter's 24 and your son is 21.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't ask him. I don't tell him anything. I just need to know that they're alive.
Yeah, yeah. I'm
especially
with you
that girl.
Yes. I mean,
she's in a big city. A lot of cuckoo puffs around.
So how often are you really checking
cuckoo
it, though?
Cuckoo puffs.
Yeah. How often do I check? Mm-hmm. Oh, just in the middle of the night when I get to pee. And then I'm like, is she alive?
Yeah, yeah.
Excuse me.
No, but it'll tell you. I mean, I don't want to start scaring anybody, but I want to know how it works. Does it tell you if she's alive? I mean, how does it
work? Well, then you'll know she's moving. So, like, let's say that she goes out and I look on there and it'll tell me like how long she's been at a place.
Gotcha.
And then the next place.
Okay.
And then when you see that place, you can zoom in and see. I don't care if she stays out.
But what if she's just sleeping?
It'll show me that she's at home.
Yeah, but what if she's just at home? I mean, I need like a life alert. I need like a pulse.
There is extra you can buy on that. I don't because they're older. Like it's called a crash. Like I think it's this crash detector. Like it'll let you know if something's
going on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think you're coming across as a bit of a helicopter parent, though.
I don't care.
I am.
Okay.
And if you had kids, let me tell you something. I know how you are about your little dog. If you had kids,
oh, he'd be the
and they would
same.
Be off like that, you would you would be so worried and concerned that you would do this exact same thing.
I think you might even be more helicopterish.
100%.
Because the more sensitive and emotional, I mean, I know I can speak because I am.
Uh-huh.
You just, you don't say.
Go on.
Go on. You just get, you know how protective you are of your dog.
Yes.
He's like your son.
Yeah.
Right. It's scary. It's also.
This world is so scary.
Yeah,
and again, I don't bother my kids. I don't say like, oh, I see you're at such and such. I just want to know you're alive and moving around and nobody got you.
Yeah. Right. Breathing.
I'm not on your back. I'm not being bossy.
And I just
want
to make sure you're not at some random dude's house.
Exactly.
And then
come on, that's
a frat party.
That's what this is really about.
No.
See if she's at some dude's house.
I do. I want to know.
We got more next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
It's Alexis, and you heard right. I'm pregnant, and I found designer gym leggings for my journey in the midsection. And if you're not pregnant, Tona, founded by one of Lululemon's original designers, is a premium line of leggings. Designed for women who train hard, they are moisture-wicking and fit perfectly. Customers say it's like a push-up bra for your butt. Daytona, the last black leggings you will ever need. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and get a huge discount of 15% off with code TJ.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new tjriggins.com, sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at tjriggins.com.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins show.
All right, so yesterday we had a surprise caller. We had a surprise message from somebody from our past. Well, not Lindsay and I's past, but...
I wish.
TJ's wife Jody's past decided to message the show, and we played it, and it got quite the reaction. So that is today's In Case You Missed It replay.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins show.
Jody, how long have you been married to TJ?
30 years.
30 years.
Wow.
And you just celebrated an anniversary recently, right? Mm-hmm.
October was 30.
Now, just recently, TJ talked about how you were dating somebody when you met TJ.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of serious, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Your mom, did your parents like the guy that you were dating before TJ?
My parents didn't like anybody that I dated. Didn't. No. I picked some bad ones.
You did?
Oh.
We all did.
Well, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you're learning, you know, about yourself and learning about
it's part
what
of growing up.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to believe this. Somebody you dated.
Oh, great.
Reached out to us and left us a message. And I couldn't believe it at first. But
now I'm about to throw up.
I'm excited.
I don't know how long ago, but here, I'll just play it for you.
Oh, just had to reach out with a funny story. I am Jody's ex-boyfriend. I'm from Australia, but I met Jody down there in Louisiana. We dated for a few months, and it wasn't super serious. I remember seeing Jody for the first time. I actually saw her teeth first. Those things are just incredible. We have all kind of dangerous creatures here in the outback, but those teeth could be the most dangerous threat in America. I called her the Louisiana Buzzsaw. She dumped me after she found out that I had a pretty little lass back home in Sydney. I hope she's doing well. I hope she knows that I never meant to hurt her. If I could go back, I'd do things differently, although I'm not sure she's really suited for life in Australia. One thing I really miss about her is that she was an incredible kisser, and I remember she used a lot of tongue. It's amazing she was able to keep those huge teeth out of the way. Please send her my regards.
Wow.
Wow. He sounds hot.
He does sound good
what?
Looking.
If that was somebody from my past, he wouldn't be in my past.
I know that's right.
He just have to talk all day to me.
Said you were a great kisser. We used a lot of tongue.
A lot. Yeah. That was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't just she used tongue. It was a lot.
A lot.
Yeah.
I would have too with that accent.
He sounded apologetic. But maybe it was for the best. He said you wouldn't do well in Australia in the outback.
I don't know why. I think I would do just fine.
I don't know why. I don't know why I can't go to Australia.
They would love me over there. Yeah.
You wouldn't need a heated blanket or a space heater in your office because it's nice and warm.
Yes.
They'd eat you up.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Well, listen, good for you. I mean, you found the right one eventually.
I did.
You landed on the right one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Does you still use a lot of tongue when you're kissing?
No.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
What is new radio?
New radio is early access.
Access granted. Granted.
Prime and Prime Plus members get early access to TJ and Riggins. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Order TJ's luxurious bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth and save a ton. Get 41% off the blanket or anything else at Cozy Earth when you go to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout. 41% off. I believe that's the highest percentage savings from any influencer
The internet. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. He tells you a lot.
Oh, yes.
Only the best.
But you love the bubble cuddle blanket, both of y'all
do.
Obsessed. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so nice.
It's the best.
Just curl up under.
I think I'm the number one customer. Yeah. They're like, ma'am, you're on the show.
It's a little different. Yeah. So we're going to play a little game. It's called Only One Right Answer. So I'm going to throw out some questions. You answer them, and I'll tell you if you're right or wrong, because I have all the answers. Ooh. I know the right answer.
Okay.
Lindsay, I'll start with you. Is Lainey Wilson the greatest country female musician out right now?
Yes.
That's correct. don't want Jody coming after me. Yeah. Jody's a big Lainey Wilson fan.
I am. Yeah, I love her.
TJ says that if anybody says anything sideways about Lainey Wilson,
they're going to get it.
Yep.
The claws come out.
That's why I said yes.
Yeah. I was looking at both of you like,
yeah, you better.
And that was the right answer. Yeah. Exactly. Jody, can crooked teeth or gaps in teeth be attractive in the opposite sex?
Are you asking me or in general?
I'm asking you.
No.
That's incorrect. There's a lot of people. I think the gap between the tooth, if on the right face, it looks great. I think it's very sexy.
Good for you.
For a little imperfection.
For a female.
Yeah. Only. Jewel with the snaggle tooth.
Oh my gosh.
Love it.
Oh, weird.
I like a little.
You like a little rough around the edges.
Grungy.
Yeah.
Rough around the mouth.
Like Michael. Michael Strand.
No, yeah. I'm not into it. Mm-mm.
Lindsay, is having a bidet kind of weird?
Yeah.
Yes. That's true. Mm-hmm. It is kind of weird.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't want one.
I don't want one either. Mm-hmm. They're all over. People are like, oh, changed my life when I got a bidet installed.
Yeah.
I don't use. Sorry, but you got like.
Pervert.
You got like water. But I don't care if it's European. Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah, it is weird. Europeans are weird.
Yeah, and they even make ones with like hose attachments. They look like shower heads honestly, you like take off the wall.
That's weird.
What? I think some people have a fetish with it. Mm-hmm. Like, it was seriously.
It's kind of weird. Yeah. I don't know. I just thought it was odd.
I don't like that.
Jody, who do you think will be married first? Tech D, Rob, or me?
Tech D Rob. Correct.
That's correct. That's not the way the game is played. I have the right answer. Yeah. But spoiler alert, you are right. That is true. Lindsay, are spray tans overrated?
No.
That's correct.
Yeah.
They're great.
They're fantastic.
Yeah.
15 minutes and you look thinner. I found the wonders of the spray tan thanks to you before we did a photo shoot. And I thought, oh my gosh, yeah.
It's the best.
Be doing this all the time.
Yep.
I don't, but should be. Same. Jody, what's a better potato dish, mashed potatoes or French fries?
Mashed potatoes.
That is incorrect. It is actually French fries. That is the better.
Because you can dip.
You can dip. They just have way more applications.
Yeah. I'm just not a huge French fry person. I mean, I'll eat them, but it's not like my favorite.
Potato.
No.
You're not a huge French fry person.
You pick bacon.
Okay. I like a tater tot.
Oh, tater tot. Yeah.
Surprise. I like a tater tot.
Yeah.
A tater log.
I love a tater tot. Oh,
tater tot. So that's good. We've got some more of those. Maybe we'll play them coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
All guests of the TJ and Riggins Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Enjoy this beautiful new hotel in the South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. You'll stay in a gorgeous modern room surrounded by fantastic restaurants, specialty boutiques, and some awesome breweries. They'll host your business meetings and weddings too. No one does it quite like the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt. Experience the lively history and energetic vibe of Charlotte from the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. tjriggins.com/Hyatt. Hyatt.
This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So make sure you go head over to tjriggins.com and make sure you subscribe to the TJ and Riggins Show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube so you never miss an episode. And you can listen to it whenever you want, wherever you want, in your car, in the kitchen while you're hooking something up delicious. TJRiggins.com or all the major podcast platforms. We are playing a game. It's called Only One Right Answer. Lindsay and TJ's wife Jody are here playing the game. I'm going to throw out questions and they will respond, and I'll tell them if they have the right answer or not. Lindsay, is Christmas the greatest holiday?
Yes.
That's correct. It is. I know as Christians, it's supposed to be Easter, but yeah, that's like the most important one. But yeah. Christmas is so great.
So great.
And it lasts a month or even longer in some cases. I love it too.
And how many Cadbury eggs can you eat?
Right. I totally agree. Yeah. They're not that good. Yeah. They're gross, actually.
Yeah.
Jody, how crazy is Lindsay on a scale from 1 to 10?
Oh, good one.
Crazy?
Yeah.
Define crazy.
Yeah.
2.
That's incorrect.
I was like,
I don't think you're crazy.
The number is 4.
Oh, 4.
Yeah, it's a 4.
Okay. I would have gone higher than that.
Would you?
Yeah.
Okay.
My husband would have gone straight 10 and a half.
I don't think you're crazy.
She's kind of crazy.
Like why?
Not majorly. It's a 4. It's out of 10. So it's like definitely less crazy than more crazy.
I have crazy tendencies.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
The one thing that sticks out to me all the time is Lindsay said, you know, we don't fight a lot. Me and my husband don't fight a lot, but I'm very aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And like she said it a couple times. Yeah, and she's like kind of a fight picker. Like she'll pick a fight.
Well, if there's something on my mind, I'm going to bring it up.
Well, yeah, but you don't let it die. Like you kind of needle
at it. I will remember it till the day I die.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Same.
So, and people are like, let it go. Nope.
No.
I'm holding that grudge.
It's in my pocket.
Yeah. Okay.
So maybe a 6. I said 4.
Yeah.
But.
6.5 would suffice. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Lindsay, are mozzarella sticks the greatest appetizer ever?
No.
That is correct.
Uh-huh.
They're not the best. Mm-mm. They're good. They're fine.
Yeah.
It's not the greatest appetizer ever. Jody, am I normal?
No. Correct.
That is, Jody, you're not. There's rules to the game. And you insist on breaking all these rules. I think I am normal.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, that's funny.
That's sweet.
Wasn't meant to be.
Bless your heart.
I was just saying.
Precious.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. On a scale of what? What scale are we using?
Lindsay, are Jody's reading glasses too big for her face?
No. And I know you're going to say that's incorrect.
That is incorrect because they're ridiculous.
I love them.
They are huge.
I get compliments on my glasses all the time.
People, I love those
strangers stop me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other crazy people, they're like, where can I get those?
No.
I need them bigger than that.
They love them.
Yeah. I love them too.
Final question. Jody, is Lindsay the greatest girl we've ever had on the show?
Ooh.
The greatest girl. Yeah.
I was waiting. I was like, who's better than me? I don't know.
You know, my answer doesn't even matter. It sounds like that's who you really wanted to say.
Okay.
No, Lindsay's the greatest.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right. So yesterday my wife was here in my stead. And I get it. I get all the messages. Everybody's saying, watch out, TJ. She was good. She was good. She was good. I know she's great. And she looked adorable, obviously, yesterday. I don't ever say that she's not fun.
No.
Or anything. I just say that she's mean to me. That's all I'm saying.
I think if people are saying, watch out, it should be to me. I'm the girl on the show, you know?
No, and I said I would gladly walk away and let her have all of it, and then I could be a house husband.
Absolutely.
Heck yeah.
Mm-hmm. But Riggins is not going to be here tomorrow, but I'm not asking her to come in and fill your spot, Riggins.
Oh, no?
No, because I don't want to hear her talk about how much better Riggins did it than I do it. You know why? Because Riggins plays games. She told me that about 10 times. Just Riggins had us playing these fun. You know, I love games.
Well,
Riggins had us playing fun games.
I did know that she likes games. And so I prepared a game. And I said, we've got time for one more. And she's like, oh, this is fun. We can keep doing this. So she started playing in the show for me. But yeah, she likes the games.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So. And, you know, I'm not a big game person.
Right, right, right.
I don't mind playing the little games that you bring in, though, Riggins. I just... You know, like, because I don't like the types of games where you're actually competing with somebody in something that I'm not strong.
Yeah, no, understood.
Some areas I'm not strong.
That's This was we played the Cup of Classics, which we've done before. You know, it's just sort of like a charades kind of thing.
Yeah, but no, I'm not coming, you know, bringing her in here. First of all, I don't think I could live with her if she's got to get up that early two mornings in a week.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. How did she? Was she kind of in a funk the rest of the day, or did she get a nap?
No, you know, I was in the big city of Charlotte for high roller business meetings and things. And I called her on my way home, and she said, "Yeah, I'm just waking up from my nap."
I'm trying to think. So, how long did she nap?
I don't know. I think she said maybe about an hour or something. Oh,
okay. She was going to go get her nails done at some point, I think.
Yeah. After the show, yeah.
So,
it was a rough day.
It was a tough day.
I could see her being in charge, though. Okay, guys. What are we doing today?
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Yeah. Well, that is the only area so far in our lives that there are two things that she doesn't think she can do better than I can. One is drive the motorcycle. When she's on the motorcycle, she doesn't tell me how to drive.
Yeah.
In the car, she does.
Sure.
And then radio stuff. She will say, I mean, you tell me what you need me to do. I'm, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But a couple of more days like yesterday, and then she'll be telling me, you know, I know we need to be playing more games on our podcast. Let's play some of those games. Get Riggins to come up with some games. Actually, have Riggins come and be your spot. make it Jody and Riggins' house.
I can't do that. But the idea was floated again of Jody and Lindsay doing their own podcast.
No.
They're both itching to do that.
Girls living life.
It's all I can do to get that 30 minutes out of Jody once a week for our podcast.
Right.
Yeah. So if that happened, then it would just, there would be no more TJ and Jody's house. It would just be, you know, Lindsay and Jody take on the town or whatever you call it. I can't handle it.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So Tuesday, when I was trying to get, you know, out of the suburbs and into the big city to get ready for all these meetings and stuff that manager Adam and I have with people, I was, you know, running a little bit behind, and then I knew I had to stop at Costco on my way out of town because I was out of my reflux medicine.
Oh yeah.
And I can't be out of that, you know. I can't be out of my reflux medicine, my generic Nexium. I was, you know, still nursing the cold and the whole thing, and I'm packing, getting everything. So I get almost to Costco and realize that I forgot something at home that I have to have. So I turned around, went all the way back, and then got back to Costco. Took about 30 minutes round trip to get back on track. Went to Costco, got the stuff, and I was starving. And I don't have any organic stuff to snack on in my truck. So when I pull out of my Costco, you know what's right there in my view?
What?
Culver's.
Ooh.
So I said,
so good.
I'm going to Culver's. So I go into Culver's and I get me a cheeseburger combo. It's delicious. I'm eating it driving down the interstate. And like the fattest kid you've ever seen, plop, big mayonnaise ketchup blob right on the middle of my shirt.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Yeah, that was maybe not good thinking.
Yeah, because one thing I was like, I'm not telling Jody that I went and got a cheeseburger.
No,
on a Tuesday.
She doesn't need it.
You know,
not on a Tuesday.
But now that she does the laundry, she's going to see a big ketchup stain on there.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, gosh.
Not now that she does the laundry. She does the laundry.
Will she question you about, like, what is this?
What do you have on your shirt? What is this?
Oh. Yeah.
Gosh, I would just want to die.
And then it's a shirt that she didn't see me wear this week. So she go, when did you even wear that? And I have to say, on my way to meetings Tuesday.
She's grilling you. She's like, and where'd you wear this shirt? And what's on it?
Right.
Like, oh, my gosh.
And then
I would crumble under pressure.
And then I had to walk into that fancy hotel, the Hyatt Centric, South Park.
Yeah.
And check in. And then that nice lobby with all those people in there with a big ketchup stain, right? It's so hard and crusty.
Smelling like
it just plooped down on me.
Smelling like a cheeseburger and fries. I'm checking in.
Just got in the room and I locked the door. I said, I'm not even coming out for a while.
That is funny.
Because, when things like that happen, you think, the rest of this event is not going to be good.
Yeah,
the whole rest of the day is ruined because if this is the way things are going.
Yeah.
You know.
But I know you bring backups for stuff like this. I mean, you had a backup shirt and things.
Yeah. But, I mean, I wasn't going to change into my backup shirt in the parking garage of the hotel.
Right. Oh, brother.
No, they were looking. it's always the fat guy.
Yeah.
The big ketchup stain on his shirt.
They're just unclean. That's where they get like
dirty.
Yeah.
Slovenly.
But you were driving down the interstate eating a cheeseburger, huh?
Yeah, I'm pretty good at it.
Well,
except for yesterday.
I guess you're not.
I used to be good at it.
You used to be good.
See, and the reason why is I don't get enough practice anymore. I never eat cheeseburgers driving down the road. Right. I got to start practicing.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Where in the world is Kelly Clarkson? She's been gone since early last week, then popped in about in the middle of the week to do a couple shows. But there has been so much speculation about her health that the show has finally responded yesterday and said she'll be back later this week. She's dealing with an issue not related to her. They gave a lot of details.
It's a personal issue. Not related directly to her.
Yeah. So they were definitely feeling the pressure of people going, where is she? Where is she? Now, I don't know. If a talk show host takes a couple of days off, I don't even think twice about it.
Well, why are they worried about her health? Because she's lost all that weight?
I think that was some of the discussion. That was some of the discussion because she has had a pretty dramatic weight loss in front of cameras.
She's come out and said, hasn't she come out and said that was...
She's an Ozempian?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. I don't know, but I think that's the speculation.
Anybody who loses weight now, a considerable amount of weight, people are going to say they're Ozempians.
Yeah, maybe, because it is so popular. But I don't know. I'm sure she's fine. I don't think there's any reason to worry.
She hadn't told me anything.
No, she hasn't DM'd you or anything. Here's the real deal. So it seems like she'll be back later this week. I still don't know if Wendy Williams is going to be appearing on The View tomorrow, but she's been all over the tabloids and TMZ talking about her issue with her, they're not calling it conservatorship, her guardianship.
Yeah.
The assisted living facility says she has total freedom. She's allowed to come and go. Wendy says it's the exact opposite. So she's going through it. So Wendy Williams in the news again today.
Two dub. Yeah, Wendy Williams.
That's right.
Yeah.
Today is National Open an Umbrella Indoors Day, which, TJ, I don't know, you're a bit of a, what do you call that? A superstitious person. Opening an umbrella indoors, maybe not a good idea for you.
I used to be a lot more superstitious than I am, and I'm really not much superstitious at all now.
Yeah.
Stronger in my faith.
Exactly. You found God.
Mm-hmm. No, I've always known where he was.
Well,
where the Jesus was.
Maybe you misplaced him a little bit.
I just got confused.
I know where he lives.
My brother had to straighten me out one day, and you know, said, we're not, we don't believe in that.
Right.
It's why are you so superstitious? We don't believe in that.
Exactly. So that is today. And then starting tonight, you're going to be able to see a total lunar eclipse visible in all 50 states. They also call it a blood moon. So a total lunar eclipse happens, and it has like this eerie shade of red or copper, they call it. Mm. So starting at 1:09 Eastern this evening, tomorrow morning, essentially, you'll be able to see it.
Oh, okay. So it'll be that late up in the night.
And it's super late, but it's going to run for over 24 hours. So,
I was going to say, because my wife is definitely going to be running out onto the screen porch like she does when there are northern lights or anything going on.
She likes
taking
that.
Pictures of it.
Yeah.
Aiden, get down here. Look at this.
He doesn't care.
Yeah, but he humors her and he goes down.
That's nice.
Late. Yeah.
Those pictures never turn out good. When you're taking a picture of the moon, you're like, look at how great the moon looks. It never works out well for some reason. No. But yesterday was interesting because TJ's wife, Jody, was here. And I came to your defense, TJ. I don't know if you heard it, but we'll recap what you might have missed from yesterday. Coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Something really fun on Saturday. Go see Lindsay at R. Gregory Jewelers in downtown Statesville from 10 a.m. Eastern until noon. She's going to be there talking about Peyton's Promise and taking donations. And if you stick around, R. Gregory Jewelers is unveiling a new jewelry line that looks unreal. I was looking at their website of these new diamond rings that they have. They're unbelievable. So they've got a lot of stuff happening on Saturday. And maybe...
No, we'll be there now. We've definitely decided.
You will?
Yeah,
okay.
Jody and I are going to be there.
So you'll also be able to see TJ and Jody there. So no word on if you'll be able to meet them, but you will be able to see them.
Yeah, you can meet Jody.
Okay.
You know, I'm just a little more guarded.
Security.
So that's Saturday at R. Gregory Jewelers in downtown Statesville. Really cool place. Talking about Peyton's Promise. So yesterday, TJ's wife, Jody, was here. TJ was in some business meetings and things like that. And I know, because you had told me, TJ, that she wanted to respond. We had posted a video earlier this week of you saying that Jody was kind of on your back about having a beer while you were sick.
Yeah.
You had one beer on Friday and one beer on Saturday. And her response when she saw you was, you're drinking a beer when you're sick?
And you must not be too sick.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, she said she wasn't nagging you at all. And she was like, well, I'd just like to address it because this is another instance of him coming on the radio and making it look like all she does is nag you. And she goes, that's just not the case at all. She said, does he ever point out the things that I do for him? And I came, Lindsay, and you can back me up. I came to your defense, TJ. I said, of course he does. He said, without you, his whole personal life would kind of be up in the air, paying bills and things like that, running a house.
Mm-hmm.
He would kind of be lost without you. And she goes, no, more specific, like what I do for him every day. And I said, well, yes. He says, you make the coffee. Mm-hmm. You set the coffee pot up. And she goes, well, that too. I forgot about that. That's not what she was talking about. She pointed out that she turns down the bed for you every night, which you've never told us.
Right, because it's not funny.
Maybe not. Maybe not, but
the things that I say about her are usually things that most people would agree with her getting on my case about. Like, more people said, you shouldn't be drinking beer while you're sick, you know, all that.
Yeah.
But she, why would I just make that up that she was nagging me about drinking beer when I was sick? She said she didn't do that. Well, she crazy. She's crazy.
Am I misremembering that, Lindsay? Did she?
No, she said that.
She said that
she mentioned it, but she wasn't nagging.
That's what it was. That was the difference is that.
And I didn't say she was nagging.
Yeah. Maybe those words weren't used.
She came up with that. Cause she's guilty.
She's guilty of doing it anyway.
But that then when she doesn't turn the bed down, and I act like I'm offended by it, it's clearly just playing with her. I don't care.
Yeah.
But I mean, she does that, and that's one thing that I don't mind. You know, I always say I don't want people waiting on me, and it's more of a problem that I have than somebody else who wants to do something like that for me.
Yeah.
But that's one thing I don't mind.
Yeah. Let her do it. Absolutely. Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Because she has 1,000 pillows on the bed.
Right.
And then another blanket folded up at the bottom. Then it got to, you know, it's an ordeal.
It's a process.
And yeah. I don't want to do it wrong, mess up her good pillows.
Because then you'll hear about that.
Yeah. Because she's a nag. A constant nag.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.